Sometimes one of the problems that faces us is how to prepare a good listener. And I believe before I talk with you about how we prepare a good listener, and I think you mentioned some criteria and skeleton to prepare this. Today, I'd like to take the sermon of Saint Peter in Acts chapter 2 as an example of a good sermon. And then we try to, from this sermon, to know the purpose of preaching or some criteria of a good lesson. Actually, I have here من السيرمون دي 7 بوينتس. يعني أنا طلعت من السيرمون بتاع سان بيتر 7 بوينتس سيرف أز بيربوس أور جولز يو نيد تو أدريس إن يور إن إيفري ليسون يو بريبير. يعني إيفري ليسون يو بريبير يو نيد تو أدريس these 7 points. So, هديك دلوقتي just few minutes we read together the sermon from St. Peter and then try to think what are these 7 points. Well, I'll be happy to inform you if you bring more points than what I get. Yeah, the order in Acts chapter 2 starts from verse 14. Around وبعد كده عايز يعني while we're reading I want you to think what your lesson should include. درس بتاع الدرس الأحلى اللي بتحضره should include what. Right, زي ما قلت لكم I have 7 points. You need to include them in every lesson. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem. Let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the center. So verse 6, this is the end of the sermon. And this sermon was very powerful. And you know the description in 37, verse 37, they were cut to the heart. And as you know, 3,000 persons at this day, you know, converted to Christianity and were confessed. So, what do you think? What is the first item you should include in every lesson to you prepare? Or what is the purpose of your lesson? What's the purpose of preaching? As it appears from the sermon. Actually, طبعا كل اللي انت قلته صح، لكن see how many times Peter quoted the scripture. At least 3 times. The first quote from Yoel, second from Psalms, and third time from Psalms also. And of course Peter didn't prepare the sermon. يعني عايز اقول لكم ان he didn't know that the Holy Spirit would come on this day and speak. So just, I want you to think how Peter was experienced in the scripture. And actually he memorizes the scripture by heart. See how mentioned the passage from Yoel, it's almost 5-6 verses from verse 17 to 21, you know, just word by word. And of course, at this day, the Kansh Kulach has his own Bible in his house and read as we have right now. Like in you are servants of the world. You are servants of the world. So it's a shame if you are a servant of the word of God and you don't know the word of God. You should be able to make quotation from the Bible, from the Old Testament and New Testament. And you should include it in your lesson. If you prepare a lesson and hardly you include one verse or two verses, this is not the right way to many of us just we know some verses by heart. Usually we refer to these verses once. But the experience of this poor servant should learn the scripture by his heart and is able to quote verses from both Old Testament and New Testament to include in his sermon. ده مهم جدا في النقطة دي. يعني 12 verses I direct quotation from the scripture. 12 verses in this sermon direct quotation from the scripture. وطبعا other examples it's not only Peter. لما تيجي تقروا السيرمون بتاع ستيفن سيرمون in Acts chapter 7, you will find it, you know, filled with scriptural references and quotation. روح كده in Acts chapter 7, sermon بتاع ستيفن. مليان filled with quotation from the Bible. The Sunday school teacher, you are servants of the word. So your lesson should include the word of God. Sometimes you may speak from your experience, from your wisdom, from your, you know, but this is not a Sunday school teacher lesson. And some people have the talent. They listen on writers. In any subject in a way very persuading, very convincing, very powerful. But they write us with letters together. Like we cannot consider this a Sunday school lesson. Even if French. You can read many books about French, which is very good, very helpful. Like if this article about friendship doesn't have any quotation from the Bible, it's not a sermon, it's not a Sunday school lesson. So you can write, you can speak about any topic, but what differentiates this from a Sunday school lesson? How many quotations, how many references you meet the Bible? We are servants of the Lord. Like now we can talk about friendship, talk about communication, whatever. We can make a very, very good lesson. But if this lesson doesn't include anything from the Bible, it's not an orthodox lesson. Yeah. So look at your lesson and count every time. I want you to count how many verses you quoted from the Bible. If you are a servant of the word, you need to quote many. See, in this small sermon, he quoted 12 verses. Clear? Okay. Ethan. زي ما سان بيتر said and we are witnesses for this. Usually when you speak about any subject, any topic, and you never experience this, it will be a very weak message. If you speak about prayer and you never prayed, it will be a very weak message. If you speak about the Bible and you don't read the Bible, it will be very weak. So we as witnesses, as Sunday school servants, we should bear witness to the Lord. And this witness is not intellectual witness or cognitive witness, but it should be a live witness. You see, but St. John, his letter, we saw him, we heard him, we touched him. It's a personal experience. You cannot speak about forgiveness and you never experience it. And you are unable to forgive others. So, again, here you need to speak from your experience and from your witness. Shakina, this bull is said to Timothy, قالوا, لاحظ نفسك بالتعليم. لاحظ نفسك بالتعليم. Observe yourself and teaching. You need always, when you teach something, you know, just apply it yourself. بيجي هنا السؤال يقول لي طيب انا if I have some you know deficiencies in my life I didn't excel in this first year so should I speak about it yes you can speak about it but consider this issue as a target to grow in and to overcome so the message here should be directed to yourself before you direct it to others مثلا لو انت if you don't pray regularly and you are speaking about prayer you need to address this message first to yourself and try to convince yourself before انك انت to address others and of course at least يبقى عندك 15 days from the time you prepare the lesson until the day you say so in these 15 days try to do some exercises or practices or training to train yourself in this area and the feeling that you are still deficient in you. Lakin, you cannot speak, you don't want to own a, you experience this point. وعشان كده اقدر اقول لو the first purpose of preaching is to explain and to discuss the whole scripture دي النقطة اللي كانت عليها so we can say the second purpose of preaching is to produce conviction and to produce conviction this will not happen unless you are a strong witness to the Lord unless you have this witness you cannot do see يقول لك ان هو after he finished people were cut into their hearts they were cut to the heart and said to the Peter and rest to the apostle men and brethren what shall we do انا عايز اقول لك هنا if you have a strong message people will cut to the heart and they will react to this message what should we do So the strong message came from witness and experience and also produce conviction. خلي الناس تتأثر. ايه اللي احنا ممكن نعمله؟ لازم يكون في ريسبونس، لازم يكون في ريسبونس. على قد ما يكون الكلام خارج من خبرة قوية، على قد ما الكلام يجيب تأثير. في مثلا وين سان بول spoke to Felix Ilwagi about the righteousness and the day of judgment. يقول لك he was terrified. He was terrified. The message هنا made, you know, an effect. Effect touched his heart. طبعا he didn't respond in the right way. But the message was so strong to move To move فدي أهمية إن الإنسان يكون بيتكلم من خبرة مش مجرد بيقول كلام عقلي أو كلام نظري والنقطة اللي عايز أقولها لكم كمان and sometimes when we preach we try to tell the people what they want to listen what they want to hear not what is the truth in Belgium sometimes many preachers tell the people what they want to hear not what is truth مثلا انا بكلم شباب وانا I know they use مثلا want to date for example so I try to get around it in a way just to give them this permission علشان ايه to make them love me ويبقوا يعني قريبين مني يقول ان انا على الناس open minded وكده ايه ده؟
cool
اه cool اخذي بالكم this is not a strong message لكن the strong message اللي هي produce conviction will move people. So strong message produces change. Change. Like, if you tell them you are fine as you are, no change is required, then why the message? Then the strong message produces change. فإحنا قلنا أول حاجة إنها فيها quotation from the scripture. ثاني حاجة قلنا إنها produce conviction, والconviction ده بيجي from the witness and experience and from witness and experience, and also we don't tell others what they want to hear, but tell them what they need to hear. We don't tell them what they want to hear, but we tell them what they need to hear. نقطة ثانية. Saints of the church. طبعا خليني connect this مع هي طبعا دي is not found here in sermons and Peter directly. Like خلينا نقول the purpose also of preaching is to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. To exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many verses. تلاقي شوف مثلا يقول لك ايه. Peter قال ايه؟ And Jesus was a man approved of God. Acts 2:22. As he had crucified him, and God had raised him from the dead. وبعدين قال مثلا إن Jesus fulfilled the prophecies. قال yeah, and how he sits on the throne. Yeah, many verses about the Lord Jesus Christ. So, our Lord Jesus Christ was the center of the sermon. Was the center of the sermon. Why it is important to make Christ as the center of the sermon? Because our goal, in إحنا نوصل إلى the fullness of Christ, that's our goal. So usually, you should, when you preach, you should get their attention and their focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and make him exalted in their lives. If you exalt the Lord in their lives and switch their attention and their focus on the Lord, then they will grow to the fullness of Christ. دائما أنا أقول إن المسيحية تختلف على شوية مبادئ وقيم. Christianity is not just some morals and values. Many times in our preaching we present Christianity as morals and values. Don't do this and do that. If you do this, you will be accepted. If you don't do this, you will be accepted. Christianity is much, much more than some morals and values. Christianity is more than do and don't. Christianity is a personal relationship with God. Personal relationship with Christ is to grow to the fullness of Christ. So if your teaching end up to be just some advices, you are, you know, a social worker. You are not a Sunday school servant. A Sunday school servant should make this connection, this relationship between every student in your class and Christ. And make this relationship to grow from day to day. Unless this happens, if أنت هنا, you are not preaching the right message. Maybe you will be able to convince them to quit bad habits, quit drinking, quit smoking, quit dating, whatever. Maybe you are able to do this. But this in itself will not help them to get into the heaven. What helps them to get into the heaven is their personal relationship with the Lord. Is to grow to the light, to be Christ-like, to have the fullness of Christ. Remember, usually in our sermons or in our preaching, we should focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, exalt Him, and try to get everyone to establish this relationship with the Lord and to grow to His likeness, to His image. But remember, كثير في تحضيرنا ما نركزش على النقطة دي. ما نحاولش إن إحنا نقول له إن الحل الوحيد عشان تدخل السماء، عشان تتخلص من ضعفاتك، إنك ترتبط بالسيد المسيح. عشان تنمو تبقى على صورته ومثاله حقيقته. مش هنقدر نوصل للحتة دي غير لما يكون دايما السيد المسيح هو مركز العظام بتاعنا. Read all the letters. Read all the sermons in the book of Acts. تلاقي دايما, usually, our Lord Jesus Christ is the center of, is the focus of the sermon. Sometimes, الواحد يقرأ درس, درس أحد, and hardly you find anything, you know, address this point. Jesus Christ as the center in our life. لكن هنا, بطرس الرسول, he made this conclusion and our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, is the center of our life. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. God has made him Lord, Lord over me, or Lord over me, over me. So, I need to be in his kingdom. And Christ means anointed, anointed for me and for my salvation. Then, the message St. Peter wants to get it to them. Jesus is Lord and Christ. So, you need to accept him. And to establish this relationship as your Lord and your Christ. شكرا مثلا نتكلم على the Lord is my shepherd. No? Again, establishing this relationship to experience that the Lord is your shepherd. احنا قلنا لغاية دلوقتي the first purpose of preaching is to explain the scripture. The second purpose is to produce conviction. The third purpose is to exalt the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. And try to get everyone to establish a personal relationship with Christ. The fourth goal or purpose is to tell others how to overcome their weaknesses and to lead them to the church. And to lead them to the church. شوفوا مثلا in verse 38 and 47, then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the solution. He gave them, you know, the way how to overcome their weaknesses. How? To grow, how to establish. Sometimes we tell people what they should do, but we don't tell them how they will do it. You tell them you need to be Christ-like, but you don't tell them how they can be Christ-like. فهنا المسج كان very clear. بعد ما سألوه what we should do, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's why in verse 47, يقول لك إيه؟ Praising God and having favor with all the من هنا a purpose of your lesson النقطتين دول ان انت to tell them how to overcome their weaknesses and to lead them to the church. The Lord added to the church those who are being saved. لو انت if they come and attend your class, your Sunday school class, but they never come to the church or they come to the church late, there's something wrong here. Because the final goal is to lead them to the church, and the Lord added to the church. So through your preaching, you need to address this point. You need to get everyone to have this strong and personal relationship with Christ and with the church, to be a member in the church. كتير مننا نهتم ان احنا نسأل على اولادنا and we ask if they don't come to the class. Why they didn't come last week? And we don't pay that much attention about the church, about the liturgy. And let me tell you, it is more important to attend the liturgy than to attend your Sunday school class. يعني, if he has an option, يعني مثلا عنده whatever, some obligation, and he cannot attend both of the liturgy and the Sunday school, and ask you, what should I attend? Different liturgy, the liturgy. لأن ده, this is the final. So, لو يعني ممكن تكون تعمل وقت في الكنيسة. يعني أنا سمعت مثلا أشوف إيه youth meetings في الكنيسة تبقى مليانة. ليه؟ لأن الولاد like to come and socialize وصلنا لايك يعملوا لهم أكل بعدها وكده. الولاد have fun. أو ممكن يجوا متأخرين وجاست هم يجوا just for the social part. And this group doesn't join the church, doesn't come to the liturgy, doesn't practice, you know, confession. Then there's something not wrong here. Your sermons and your lessons are not addressing this point right. St. Peter was very clear, repent and be baptized. To repent and to be baptized, they need the church. Because in the church, they will, you know, practice the sacrament of confession and repent and the baptism. So they need the church. I have this problem. How to lead him to the church? Told to repent and go confession. Repent and تعالى take communion. وبالطريقة دي انت you connect him to the church. So again, النقطة دي مهمة ان انت try to connect them to the church, lead them to the church, and tell them how to overcome their weakness. النقطة اللي بعد كده إن أنت to address the personal responsibility of every person. It is your own personal responsibility. It is you who should do something, do some effort for your own salvation and repentance. شوف مثلا in verse 40. يقول لك and with many other words. خلينا نقرا من قبلها من verse 38. Repent هنا برضو سان بيتر was addressing you should do something. You should do something to earn this forgiveness, to earn this salvation. Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and your children and to all who are after of as many as the Lord Jesus Christ will call. But in you, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. It's your responsibility. Yes. My Lord need to live in a perverse generation so you have excuse because there is peer pressure around you. No. There is responsibility on your behalf. Yes, we know that we are living in a perverse generation. But be saved. That's your responsibility. You need to do something. Be saved from this perverse generation. وتلاقوا نفس المسج دي في كتير من the letters of St. Paul. You know, you need to do. لناس كتيرة, yes, they want, they have the will, but they don't do anything. فهنا برضو St. Peter addressed this point, personal responsibility. النقطة اللي بعد كده, مش عشان اللي هي to bring joy and gladness. Bring joy and gladness. But let me differentiate here between the false joy and the true joy. Sometimes the false joy comes when you tell others what they want to hear. But that's a false joy. The real joy comes from the message of salvation and forgiveness. وخلينا عايز اقول لك على حاجة. We live in a world full of hardships, full of tribulation, full of, you know, troubles, problems every day. And people come to the church to have peace. Come to the church asking the Lord to take their burdens from their shoulders and to give them some peace. علشان كده في بعض يعني some style في ال preaching اللي هو يفضل يعني to refute ويأنب and to blame and لدرجة إن الواحد يدخل very very depressed instead of يعني يبقى يجي الكنيسة just يخرج مليان بالفرح والهوب لكن يخرج من الكنيسة حاسس إن هو there is no forgiveness for his sins. So what should he do in the effort? You know? لما تيجوا تقروا كويس السيرم بتاع سان بيتر دايما كانت تلاقي فيها hope, forgiveness, resurrection of Christ. في فرق ان انت تخوف الناس من ربنا فرق انك تحبب الناس في ربنا في فرق انك تقول لواحد if you leave early before communion you will be like Judas the Iscariot and you betray Christ or you tell him because you love Christ so you shouldn't leave early because you want to enjoy every minute in the church. This is very important. Instead of telling young child, don't lie, because if you lie, God will throw you in the lake of fire. You tell him, God loved you, and God died for you. And you love Christ, and that's why you should love. It's a big difference. Yes, sometimes you need to tell them, as the Lord said about, you know, the lake of fire and the torture of the wicked. But this is not, and if you compare about the message of joy and the message of threatening, هتلاقوا طبعا most of the Bible is a message of joy, a message of forgiveness. This is very important. احنا كتير احنا بنخوف الناس من ربنا بطريقه مرضيه، مش بطريقه ترجعهم تاني لربنا بالحب وبالتوبه. Even when you speak about, you know, being purified from their sins, you need to connect this with the forgiveness of the Lord. So give them hope, because He is the hope of the hopeless. فدي نقطة مهمة. To give them message of joy, message of peace, message of gladness. يخرجوا comforted. ما يخرجوش متضايقين و don't feel comfortable. ناس كتيرة بتفتكر إنها through rebuking and blaming يجيبوا ناس لربنا. Actually, not the very comfortable. فدي نقطة مهمة. The last point اللي هي in your sermon or in your lesson, you should address the point of unity and growth. We cannot grow as individuals, but we will grow as members in the body of Christ. طبعا هنا تلاقي مثلا بيتر كان يقول men of Israel, brethren, do this, you know, as a group. Everyone should do this. فهو دائما كان بيأدريس them as group and they should do something together, not individually. وزي ما قلت لكم in baptism احنا بنتحول from individuals to members. يعني before baptism you are individual. Individual يعني individual. You are separated. لكن in baptism you became a member. From individual to a member. And to grow, you grow through the communion of believers. فدي نقطة برضو مهمة ان انت to address the point ان انا I cannot grow by myself, but I grow through the. So these simple points you should address in every lesson. وانا عايزكم يعني كتدريب and then after you prepare your lesson, try to see how many of these 7 points you addressed in every lesson. أول واحدة اللي هي إيه؟ اللي هي إن أنت have quotation from the description. Number 2, it will exalt our Lord Jesus Christ and make Him the center. Personal relationship. Number 3, to produce conviction. Number 4, to tell them how to overcome their weaknesses and to lead them to the church. Number 5, to give them, you know, personal responsibility. Number 6, if they bring message of joy and gladness. Number 7, and enter, to tell them about unity and growth. So unity and growth. شوف مثلا عن unity and growth, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. Growth together. حدث بقى الجوي دينتر أوف 46 47. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added the church daily those who were being saved. المشكلة دي بتقابلني أنا فعلا. وطبعا أنا شخصيا أنا I feel bad when I translate من أحيان translation مش مظبوطة وأحيان it's not. وبعدين هما they will not learn the verses and if they memorize it they memorize you know their own translation, they are our translation. So my recommendation when you prepare, try not to write in front of you the verses that you will use. طبعا احيانا هيجي لك verses وانت بتتكلم انت didn't think about it. If you know where it is, you can, you know, open the Bible and read. If you don't know, then يعني ما في you don't have other choice انت translate. Like try to prepare all the verses in writing or at least write the reference before while you are preparing the lesson. So as much as you can, every verse when you say it, say it right. أنا ما بعرفش كده، أنا بعترف وأصدق، بيعني إن أنا maybe the introduction in preparing the lesson, that's what they know, you know, and then try to lead them step by step to what they know. That is very, very important. Other comments? Christos Bernoulli. يا ملك السلام وعطينا السلام وقبل السلام لك الخلق خيرنا ملك الملك وقول ما تفرك للأمين اللهم اجعله مستحقين أن نقول بالشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك يا ابن الملك الآن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الإيمان الوحيد ربنا ونعمه من الإسلام المسيح شركة طالب تبقى خلصة مع جميعكم نبدو السلام والسلام على ربنا.